Money, money, money. Something that has made gaming YouTube what it is today through partnerships and sponsorships, made young people millionaires such as British entertainer KSI, but has also caused distress to its content creators such as Wayback, who has been swatted. But there wasn't always money involved. So I asked Irish gaming YouTuber, Eldenero90, whether he believes that money has changed YouTube.
I think it has, but I think it's changed it for the better. Like, a lot of people get really cynical about it. I think when there's more to gain for a director, there's a higher incentive to produce higher quality content, and that's ultimately better for the viewer. So, I don't know, I'm sure there are bad points to it that other people feel, or like whatever they feel about it personally for whatever reason. I think it's a good thing, not just because I'm a YouTube partner or anything like that, but I see other YouTubers just getting rewarded for producing quality content, and I think that that's awesome, because before that, like when I first started watching it, like YouTubers didn't get paid unless they were with Machinima, and even then they didn't exactly get a lot of money per video. Whereas now, the YouTubers that I enjoy watching get paid good money for it, and I'm delighted for them, and I'm delighted for myself, because it means that I get to watch better videos, and it's just a better experience overall.
So as you can see, it's definitely changed it for the better. But with so much money being earned by the top YouTubers, they sometimes get labelled as money whores, with their Lamborghinis and penthouse apartments. However, I personally think this is ridiculous, because you aren't going to do less to earn less. Where if you put more effort in, there's a higher financial incentive. But I asked gaming YouTuber Paris Gachette, or as he's known on YouTube, FIFA Monster, what he thought of the term money whore.
The money whore sort of thing, and people complain about YouTubers earning a certain amount of money, they don't really realise the impact that it has on their life and the amount of time it actually takes to make the content that they're watching. So obviously a monetary benefit does help. My usage of my money is pretty much back into what I'm doing. So sometimes I'll buy some new camera equipment. You know, I'll invest it into a new PC. The money that I earn is the money I put back into my into what I do to grow it. And it's true what you said. You know, someone's not gonna do less. You know, you're not, if this is your job, this is my full time job, I want to earn the most money because it is pretty much what I do. And you say, for instance, you're working at Tesco's, right? And you're working on the tills, you're gonna work extra hard to get that promotion.
Yeah, you're gonna do overtime.
You're
to
gonna
get
do
more
overtime
money.
To get more money, because you need to, you know, support what you want, you know, what you want to do with your life. So that's similar with YouTube.
So, with all this money being continually pumped into the platform, will YouTube ever die out? And if it does, what lies in the future for all of YouTube's content creators?
Welcome